Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Several hirings were approved during Thursday's Tuscola County Commissioners meeting. Building and Grounds Director Mike Miller, who's also the Director for Recycling, was officially hired as the county's Controller Administrator after serving in that position for several months now as an interim placeholder. Miller has been with the county for over 24 years in various positions before working his way up to being the director of two departments. His three-year contract calls for a starting salary of $110,000. Miller's shift to a new position created openings in his former positions as well. Assistant Building and Grounds Director Thomas McLean will now be the director of that department, and his salary will be $60,320. And Assistant Recycling Director Beth Hopp will now move to being the Director of Recycling with a salary of $56,550. With McLean and Hopp moving into director positions, the assistant director positions will not be filled, which will be a cost savings in the long run. And in other news for today, the Michigan Department of Transportation has announced that M15 will be temporarily closed starting next month. The road work will include resurfacing of more than a mile of M15, Tuscola Road to Trumbull Street from Young's Ditch Road on 22nd Street north to M25 on Center Avenue. While the road work is being done, M15 traffic will be detoured from Columbus Avenue to M25 starting Saturday, August the 1st through Thursday, August the 13th. An additional closure will also be in place on M15 from Columbus Avenue to Young's Ditch Road on Tuesday, August the 4th and Wednesday, August the 5th. The highway improvements total around $841,000. And while the work is being done, traffic will be detoured for both closures in each direction via Young's Ditch Road and Pine Roads. Access to businesses will still be maintained, and the work will extend the lifespan of the roadway as well as increase safety for motorists. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
1 in 5 kids in America faces hunger. And when you feed a kid who faces hunger, you're doing more than filling an empty stomach. You're feeding the chance to learn, grow, shine. You're feeding the American dream. For the first time, the leading anti-hunger organizations are coming together, not to fight hunger, but to end it. NourishTheAmericanDream.org, powered by Nourishing Neighbors. Join us today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us now to your news for the hour, State Representative Greg Alexander will be hosting office hours for his constituents in the 98th House District. Alexander will provide a legislative update and be available to answer questions on the following days and locations. Friday, July 31st, from 9 to 10 a.m., so that's tomorrow morning, Alexander will be at the Huron County Memorial Airport at 352 Thompson Road in Bad Axe. And then from 11 a.m. to noon tomorrow, he'll also be at the Sandusky Airport at 1213 North Sandusky Road in Sandusky. No appointments are necessary. Those who are unable to attend but still wish to speak with Alexander can contact his office directly by contacting 1-517-373-1791 or emailing him directly at gregalexander@house.mi.gov. And municipalities are scrambling to get their websites ready to meet new mandatory standards. Websites now have to be Americans with Disability Act compliant, and the City of Croswell took action to meet that requirement during their most recent meeting by hiring a company to do the work. The council accepted the contract proposal from Schumacher Technology Group to upgrade and revamp the city's website. The cost for the Schumacher Technology Group services will be $4,300 to create a functional and Americans with Disabilities Act compliant website, which will be a cost savings from other companies and much friendlier to use. According to regulations, most commercial and public websites must be ADA compliant, primarily applying to state and local government entities. The original 1990 ADA law did not mention the internet, but federal agencies and courts have interpreted the act to include newer digital platforms. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, July the 30th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.